Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. On August 10, 1893, Harry Glenn Ludlam, a 16-year-old boy living on a farm in Sangamon County, a few miles west of Springfield, Illinois, began daily entries in his diary. He continued until February 4, 1894, the day before his family left to head west and a few days after Tom Irwin's great-grandfather purchased the Ludlam farm. Tom discovered the diary well over 100 years later, tucked into the corner of an old pie tin cabinet in the front hall of the farmhouse. As he read through the pages, Harry's world again came to life through his daily personal recollections, and Tom felt inspired to take this special opportunity to write these experiences into songs using his talents as a songwriter. The end result is Tom Irwin's new album titled Sangamon Songs, and from that release, here is Corn to Shuck.
Floating on a boat to France, down at Tuxhorn's barn dance. I am not sad nor forlorn, I'm sitting here shucking corn. Go to church or head to town, stay on a farm or hanging around. One thing, boys, as sure as you're born, sometime today I'll be a shucking corn. Shucking corn, shucking corn. Some folks got all the luck, and me, I got corn to shuck on. Hey there, friends, don't you worry about me. I got a little secret, don't you see? If I did not have corn shucking to do, I'd be sitting there bored just like you. Shucking corn, shucking corn. Some folks got all the luck, and me, I got corn to shuck on. People in the city, they scurry about, hustling and bustling in and out. Important work, I am informed, but it does not compare to shucking corn. About what'll transpire when I'm done sitting by the fire. Don't you fret not a little bit. They're planting corn and lots of it. Shucking corn, shucking corn. Some folks got all the luck, and me, I got the corn to shuck on.
Thank you.
a honeybee, the blessings, they are boundless. Darkness grows in the woods, and shadows fade the light. We're late, they lock the gate, looks like we're here all night. Hey ho, what do you know? The bad becomes the good. Hey ho, let's go walking in the woods, let's go.
Registered Walking in the Woods from Tom Irwin's new album, Sangamon Songs. Tom was inspired by Harry Ludlam's diary, found in the farmhouse Tom now lives in, and the songs Tom wrote reflect his personal knowledge of the places Harry spoke of on the farm. Tom lived in the same house, occupied the same bedroom, walked the same woods, traveled the same roads, attended the same church, had the same families as neighbors, and even used some of the same tools and outhouse that this young man had nearly 120 years before. Over the last 2 years, Tom wrote 12 songs related to Harry's writings, researching the historical topics while completing a master's degree project in liberal and integrative studies at the University of Illinois, Springfield. From Tom Irwin and Sangamon Songs, this is What Went On Last Night.
Julius Tuxhorn had a born day. I got to wear my new $2 pants. From across the road come my best buddy Ben. We told the folks we'd be back, but we did not say when. Across Prairie Creek, we climbed up Tuxhorn's Hill, looking for some fun and hoping for a thrill. I might kiss Pollyanna and take a sip of shine. What goes on behind the barn ain't no one's news but mine. What went on last night? What went on last night? I will never tell. What went on last night? What went on last night? What went on last night? I will never tell. What went on last night? A secret ain't a secret once it's been let out. Keeping secrets, secrets, what a secret's all about. You can ask me or Ben, we might not tell the truth. But if we do or don't, friend, you'll never have no proof. What went on last night? What went on last night? I will never tell. What went on last night? What went on last night? What went on last night? I will never tell. What went on last night? Find yesterday, tomorrow, forever or a day. You What went on last night, I will never tell. What went on last night? What went on last night? What went on last night, I will never tell. What went on last night?
Okay. I'm going to try one more. Maybe take a break for a second.
All see me stumbling home. They can see there's some booty bad wrong. They hear me singing the wrong kind of song. Just cause my bed's been empty too long. My birds sing loud cause I told them all to get on the beam, get on the ball, and to bring you here so I can lay my head into warm up my old empty bed.
Just to empty, empty bed.
That was Talking Empty Bed Blues from the new release titled New Multitudes. The album is an intimate interpretation of American icon and musical legend Woody Guthrie's previously unrecorded lyrics from a dream team of Americana torchbearers, Jay Farrar, Will Johnson, Anders Parker, and Yim Yames. What makes this album such a rarity in today's music world is the allowance of the song's infectious simplicity to stand alone in all their glory. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. Last year, the veteran folk duo The Indigo Girls released their 12th studio album, Beauty Queen Sister, which found them reuniting with Swampophilia producer Peter Collins. From that album, the song we'll hear is the acoustic version of Share the Moon, which the Indigo Girls recorded on the road during a lull between soundcheck and performance.
I can go one day without calling, 2 days without bawling, 3 days without missing, but a lifetime of no kissing you. Something that I just can't do. I wish I could be there to share the moon. Callous for making a lifetime for the aching. I got no need to run this battery down. I'm just trying to get the stain down. I wish I could be there to share the moon. Fireflies are returning, nightfall is softly chirping, one trail of light is staying on till dawn. I wonder who it's waiting on. I wish I could be there to share the moon.
Between making ends meet and sleeping in the rain. Broke down and wishing you could get back on that 8 a.m. train. Seems like the screw keeps tightening every single day. The Lord giveth and the landlord taketh away. Well, they'll sell you a dream, loan you the money for a house. And it don't matter if you can't make the payments when all the jobs head south. See, they bet on both sides, so they win either way. And that's how the Lord giveth and the landlord taketh away. We just hang around, drinking coffee from a paper cup. They say it'll trickle down, but
it just keeps trickling up. And the first hit's free, but after that you gotta pay. That's how the Lord giveth and the landlord taketh away. Well, they say there's a crisis every TV's talking about. How the same folks who got us into this need us to bail them out. Guess when you're too big to fail, it means you're too big to pay. Ain't it clever how the Lord giveth and the landlord taketh away? Well, big men got big plans. Big plans only expand. They got no friends, only interests. Little men are pawns in their hands. And they send them to fight for reasons that aren't what they say. Poor boys, don't you know the Lord giveth and the landlord taketh away. We just hang around drinking coffee from a paper cup. It'll trickle down, but it just keeps trickling up. Everybody gets a cut, and the newsmen just look the other way. While the Lord giveth and the landlord taketh away. Up laws for as long as they've been stealing the land. Make it so convoluted that ordinary folks can't understand. And it's a grim reminder every year on Columbus Day of just how the Lord giveth and the landlord taketh away. Just hang around drinking coffee from a paper cup. They say it'll trickle down, but it just keeps trickling up. It's just bottom lines and lines on the map. People affected get no say. That's how the Lord giveth and the landlord taketh away. That's how the Lord giveth and the landlord taketh away.
From Scott Cook, that was The Lord Giveth and the Landlord Taketh Away. Edmonton troubadour Scott Cook is a busy man. Between booking, promoting, and playing over 150 dates a year, touring back and forth across the continent while living out of his van, somehow he's managed to release 3 full-length albums in the last 4 years. The summer concert season is winding down, but there are still some great shows happening. Cindy Novello plays for Front Porch House Concerts on September 2nd. The Old 97s do a show at the Urban Lounge on September 8th. Pat Metheny plays at the State Room on September 9th. James McMurtry performs at the State Room on September 22nd, and Ben Taylor plays at the State Room on September 24th. In Logan, Sophia Talvik plays at Y Sound on September 7th. The Porcupine Music Festival takes place in Avon on September 8th. Cozy Sheridan performs at Crumb Brothers on September 15th. And the Beaver Mountain Music Festival takes place at Beaver Mountain on September 22nd. From Central Florida comes Michael Petrovich's new release, Bella Luna, which fuses together many of Michael's influences, jazz, Spanish guitar, rumba flamenco, and Latin American folk music. The tune we'll hear is his cover of the Police song, Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. Thank you.
defeated and you're all wound up. Your wrinkled dresses say you're giving up. You used to wear your hair up just for me. I hate to see you down. Underneath the fallen sky, swear to me you won't leave me behind here, Emily. Oh, a life here could be heaven if we try. And it's no secret that a jealous crowd will let fear creep under your skin. Your so-called friends would love to see you fall. I'd hate to see them win. Abilene, Abilene, I'm the one you should believe. They just want you there the day their pipe dreams die. Stay with me, let me lead like we planned it, Abilene. Will be a happy woman in your prime. Out those tangles, put a new dress on. I'll wipe those tears off of your chin and spin you round the hardwood floor until I see you laugh again. Emmeline, Emmeline, there's no need. Your share in time. What they see is make believe, pure delusion, Abilene. You have more than wishful thinking on your side. Oh, a life here could be heaven if we try.
That was the Doc Marshalls with Abilene, which appears on their new disc titled Lookout Compadre. The Doc Marshalls of Never Found My Emmy Lou fame are back with a new record, and it's a solid record of Americana alt-country offerings. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. Just do a search for Fresh Folk, and I'm sure you'll find us. My thanks, as always, to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. From her roots in a small Australian country town in the heart of the farming district of Northern Victoria, talented singer-songwriter Kath Bucquell captivates listeners wherever she travels. In classic troubadour style, she connects with her heartfelt stories of the Australian land and its people. From Kath Bucquell's new release titled Faces Do Not Change, this is Orphaned by the Color of My Skin.
entity that's left unknown. Where do I seek and wander, or to travel and to roam? My tradition is all but gone, for in me there lies a seed with, it's rooted by my ancestors to carry me through these trying years. I'm orphaned by the color of my skin. I'm orphaned by degradation. Orphaned by the color of my skin. I'm orphaned by my nation. Changing times on to our next generation, where our land is dry and bitter, that's left a foul taste in me. While I hear the sound of a bull roar, well, it's humming, humming through the breeze. And it's time to really press on as battle for life.
Tell me that I look so sad. They don't need to ask me why. They know the reason that I feel so bad. Thought now you said goodbye. I'm the letter that you mystery makes me try. Sweet little mystery that's in your heart. Sweet little mystery makes me cry. I watch the street, I watch the radio. I don't stoop to turn it on. Friend just stop by, say hello. Another week is coming gone. It's not the letter that you just don't write, or in the arm of some new friend. Not the crying in the dead of night. Keep me hanging on, waiting for the end. It's just that sweet little mystery that's in your heart. Sweet little mystery makes me try. Sweet little mystery that's in your heart. Sweet little mystery makes me cry.
We just heard Sweet Little Mystery from Christopher Brandt Anderson and his new album, Gravity and Time. Christopher is a contemporary songwriter whose music reflects his love of jazz, blues, country, rock, and traditional folk. This unique style is evident in the way he interprets the work of other artists as well as his own music. He resides in the Pacific Northwest and plays regionally and in the UK. Jen Rawling, songwriter, guitarist, and vintage American folk and old-time country singer, joins masterful string player and harmony singer Basho Parks in a partnership of formidable musical talent and palpable sympathy. Rawling's playful poetic lyrics are enhanced by her sophisticated sense of phrasing and pace. Parks's violin and viola support her message with compelling musical figures that echo and elaborate the meaning of each song. The duo's debut CD, titled Take the Air, is an emotionally rich recording. And from that album, here is Whistle Bird.
Simple be, simple was. even in the darkness, I will call your name. Love, even when the tide comes in and beats the rocks down, even when the summer winds are blowing me home, I remain. A simple bee, simple was, I'm a sailor. A simple bee, simple was, I'm
showing her connection with nature. That was Tidal from Jen Rawling and Basho Parks and their debut album, Take the Air. Jen Rawling is a tree-climbing, fire-watching, pottery-making songstress born in Wisconsin and residing in Oregon. She is a roving apothecary, gardener, seamstress, chef, bicyclist, and painter extraordinaire living with partner and bandmate Basho Parks in Portland. Jen spent many summers working atop a fire tower in the Mount Hood wilderness. Wrapped in that isolation, Jen was able to give focused attention to songwriting. I'm inspired by nature's seasons, and these are my love songs to the moon and stars, ballads to the birth of flowers, and human expressions of love and loss, she explains. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank technical producers Addison Pace and Shalane Smith Needham for making this program sound wonderful. Jen and Basho met in 2010 while contributing their talents to bands around Portland. Both were recovering from potentially career-ending wrist injuries, but had almost simultaneously decided to play music again. Ours is a story of triumph in the face of adversity, says Basho. Closing out the show, this is Odelia from Jen Rawling and Basho Parks and their new release, Take the Air. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk. This is Utah Public Radio.
Odelia, you're coming back again. Odelia, like you are my best friend, Odelia. Odelia, la 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 da la, and a wonder about you. Thank you. say, come in from the cold. And it's been a long, long time. I love you and I know you, Delia.
And who wonders.